Despite it being Sunday, I, in my grey suit, decided to make quick rounds on the patients. Walking down the pike, I heard, "Help! He's bleeding!" coming from a non-ortho patient room. I backtracked. Upon entering a two-bedroom, I noticed the first patient bleeding profusely from the site where a long-standing central venous catheter had just been removed. I attributed the bleeding to a venous cutaneous fistula and sat on the patient's blood-soaked bed, applying significant pressure with several 4x4-inch sponges over the fistula's skin opening. I instructed the patient in the other bed to call the operator and shouted across the room to inform them that we had a code blue. "We have a bleeding patient who needs to go to the OR immediately," I shouted. Following the alarm, a team of physicians gathered around the bed. They quickly assessed the situation and determined that I needed to stay on the bed while continuing to apply pressure. Within minutes, the bed was rolled out of the room and down the pike to an operating room. The bed, carrying the bleeding patient and a street-clothed Michael McGeed, was wheeled into the OR, where the nurses and an anesthesiologist were prepared to receive the patient. A surgeon took my place, holding back the dam to prevent further massive blood loss from the pale and light-headed patient. I calmly walked out of the sterile operating room in my grey suit, much to the astonishment of the operating room desk nurses. I received no accolades for saving a patient's life. I was foolish to have expected any.